Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. This is Regina Breed with Real Talk with Regina Breed, and I am so excited for you to be with me today. We have an interesting conversation that's going to be happening with us today. We're going to be discussing how to plan your best year ever. And so I posed the question, I asked that blunt question, on today's episode, how did your 2021 go? We are in the last days of this month, 45 days, I think it is, for this year. It'll be over. The year will be gone, done. And so I wanted to ask that question, how did your 2021 go? Did it go as you had planned it? For most of us, the answer to that is no, I don't think so. And I'm going to give you some quick tips, useful quick tips, some mind-shifting things for you to think about this year. So this year has been really, really, really interesting. One of the questions is, again, how has your year been? What have you learned about yourself during this 2021 year, the pandemic, everything? What have you learned about yourself? Your feelings about this year, and whatever they are, be good, bad, or otherwise, those feelings are valid. Some people have felt overwhelmed by this year. Some people have felt underwhelmed. And so we're going to be talking about those things because right now is the time for you to start, not January 1st. Right now is the time for you to start. I want you to ask yourself another question. Have you been productive or have you been sitting in one of these three places? Zero productivity, two, busy being busy, no outcome or results. You've just been busy. You haven't done anything that produces any income or outcome for that matter, or you've been busting a move. You have been the most productive you have ever been in the history of being productive. So I want to know, where have you been? Zero productivity, busy being busy, or you've been busting a move? Now, here's a disclaimer. If you feel like you need some help from a professional, go seek it. Now is the time. People will tell you, oh, you'll get over it and you'll snap over. Sometimes you need to be able to talk over your situation and your issues about being depressed, not being motivated, going around in that little rat circle. And you don't need to be talking about that to some people because they're not going to be able to help you. So if you need to seek some professional assistance, now is the time to go get that done. But I want you to understand that you can create the life you've been dreaming of. You can actually have it. It is yours. But there are some things that you're going to have to do to get to the place. You must live in a place of abundance, which is having more than enough. I'm going to say that again. You must start to live mentally and physically in a place of abundance, which is having more than enough. Some of us are living in places where just enough, I can make it, this will do. You must live in an overflow mentality. I deserve every good thing that is going to happen to me, and start calling those things to your life. Not only calling them, but acting as if you also have them. That's in deeds and actions. I want to ask you a question. Do you think we can go back to the way we were before everything started falling apart? Or are you dealing with loss, grief, emotional roller coasters? All those things have to be atoned to and answered for before you can make a clean slate. Stop carrying old stuff into a new situation. Getting clear on your responsibilities so you can create production and a productive path to move forward. That's your responsibility. You have to keep saying what you see until you see it, and you have to see what you said until you say till you see what you said. And I'm going to say that again. You have to see what you said until you can see what you said. That means you have to see in your head a vision, and you have to say it out of your mouth. I see myself doing this. I see myself accomplishing that. I see myself, because you have that in your head. And you have to see it in your head, say it out of your mouth, until you see with your eyes what you said out of your mouth. So, and that is based on scripture, Proverbs 23:17. So I want you guys to hold on to that. You can do these things. People who study numbers and all of that other stuff, and I'm not really going to get into that, but I saw something interesting. 2021 means to set a firm foundation for the future. Any foundation that is shaky can be eliminated. So the numerical people meet when they start putting the numbers together. This is what they thought that 2022 means. It means to set a firm foundation. This is the year you're supposed to set a firm foundation for your future. Now, that is one of the things, or one of the reasons why I decided to do this. I wanted to start a conversation about getting things done. Understand, there is something lost and something gained in every loving relationship every day. Good, bad, and otherwise are present every day. So I want you to understand that. We ask God, some of us ask God, Lord, please just slow my life down. Please slow my life down. And I just need to, I need a break, and my life is just running and running and running. And then God did. He gave you a break. It was COVID. The whole world stopped. What did you make use of that time? So really it wasn't the fact that you was working too hard at this, because a lot of us sat at home for months at a time. Did you get anything done? Be really, really careful with what you ask for, because sometimes it comes in a way that you're not ready. So one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be rewriting. Rewrite the task that you want to get done. Put it on paper or put it in a computer system. But you need to rewrite the way your life is. This is how my life is, and this is how I want it. And you start, it's called reverse engineering. And how that happens is you say, I want to create an income for me and my family, right? So then you say, I want to create $70,000 worth of income. You started, I want to create $70,000 worth of income. How are you going to do that? You start from the $70,000 and work your way to today. Well, it may mean you have to create a product, or it may mean you need to create a business, or it may mean you have to stop doing what you're doing. It may all boil down to, I got to get up out of the bed because I don't do what I'm supposed to do. I need to have a plan because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Write that down. Exactly how you want it, and then start reverse engineering that from the event, the whatever that goal is, to where you are presently. What do I have to do to get this? And your mind works better backwards than it is forward. So that's number one. Rewrite your task for that, for you, what you want to do every month, on what you're going to do to get to that goal. Number two, reconsider what worked and what didn't work. Some of you doing the same thing over again and expecting new and different results. You keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So if you are not being focused, laser focused, and I want this, but you're not doing anything to take care of that, so you're going to have to reconsider what works and what didn't work. Again, write these things down so you can see it. Don't put it in your head. Don't have an internal conversation. Write these things down and realign. Realign your vision on how God's plan for you and what that is for you. Now, the reason why you always hear me say go back to your source, your higher power, or I refer to God, because I have a Christian business. God is the center of my life. If you don't get with the God of your understanding, if you're listening to this, because I have multiple people who believe different things, get with the God of your understanding. Whatever that is, you need to have a conversation with this. So I've got a few calls coming in, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you by the last four digits of your phone number. And if you'd like to say something or you want to reflect on something, so we're going to take caller 2927. Caller 2927. Hi, how are you? This is Real Talk with Regina Bree. How are you? Caller 2927. Okay, I guess they don't want to talk.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm sorry. How are you today?
I'm fine, caller 2927. How are you?
I am just in the car with a friend of mine, and we're just listening to this show, and we're just, like, so outdone because we were talking about these things, and, like, your show is just so on point.
Thank you so much, so much. So we talked about rewriting, reconsidering, and realigning. How do you feel about that so far, caller 2927? How do you feel about that? What do you feel? Were those tips helpful for you, or can you add something to that?
Those tips were amazing. They were so on point. They really helped, and they're just right. They're just bullseye. You know, bullseye, that's all I have to say. You know,
okay.
It's time to reset. It's time to realign. It's time to you know, just go before God and just stop doing things the old way, because if it didn't work, you know, I mean, this is a new year.
Exactly.
You know, it's a new time, a new season, and it's time to do things in a new way.
Exactly. Exactly. And so what I'm going to do, caller 2927, I have another call. I'm going to give some more tips. And then caller 4625, I want you to get ready because you're going to be the next one I talk to. So caller 2927, I want you to stay on the line because I want to come back to you, okay? And so I'm going to give us a couple more tips, and then I'm going to come to caller 4625. So thanks for holding. Hold on to me because we got some few things we want to talk about, and I want to get back with you, okay? Awesome. So thank you, caller 2927. So one of the things I wanted us to talk about, and I'm so glad that the tips are helpful. One of the things that I want to talk about was reflect. Reflect the good and the bad. I want you to reflect on the long and the short. See, sometimes when you're looking to make a change, you don't look at the big picture. You don't look at how good it was or how bad. You just look at one side, or you don't look at the long and the short of it. What we want everyone to start doing is start playing the infinite game. And what that means is a game that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Some of you are going through situations. Some of you are going in your life, your businesses, your personal life. You have a beginning, a middle, and an end. That is not what you want to do. You want to play the infinite game, not the finite game. You want to play the game that continues to go on. It ain't over until I win. And unless I won, that means it is not over. And so imagine a football game. There is a first, second, third, and fourth quarter. Whoever has the most amount of points at the end of the fourth quarter wins the game. You don't want to look at it like that. You are in the game. You don't care what player comes in the game. You don't care how many players they have. You don't care how good. Sometimes the score is going to be for them. Sometimes the score is going to be for you. But if you look at it that you're playing a game that will never end, the game, you could only get better at it, then your competition is in it to win it. You don't care at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, it's not over until you won, right? The game is not finished until you won the game. You're never going to win the game because you keep getting better at the game. After a while, you'll end up with no competitors because nobody's going to be able to outwork you, outpace you. And so stop competing with people, because sometimes what you're competing with is their fantasy or their vision of what they think it is. What was the old adage? They're keeping up with the Joneses. You can't keep up with the Joneses because the Joneses are trying to keep up with the Smiths. The Smiths are trying to keep up with the Williams, and the Williams are trying to keep up with you. So in actuality, you are running in a circle, and everybody's trying to keep up with everybody else. Jump off that wheel. Remember we talked about earlier. This is what this pandemic was supposed to be for some of us, a re-jump, restart, redo. You're only going to get that if you realize the game that you're playing is somebody else's game. Stop playing their game. Play your own. So what I want, so that's reflect. I want you to reflect on each one of your tasks, good and the bad, the long and the short. Stop playing the short game. The next one we're going to be talking about is reprioritize. Flow is important. It is what makes a task at hand. How are you reprioritizing? Sometimes you are doing the right thing at the wrong time and the wrong thing at the right time. You need to figure out what is first things first. If it don't make money, it's not making sense. If it's not productive, why are you doing it? Say, for instance, I have clients who want me to set up their business. They don't have a business plan, but they already got business cards. They don't have a business outlook, but they already have a label and colors, and they've already bought banners. And you don't even know who you're talking to, yet and still you got a business card talking about you're soliciting business. Who's your audience? What are you doing for them? What pain point you're doing? So you spent hundreds of dollars to set up this website and this and the other, and you don't even know who you're talking to. And so one of the things I want us to be very, very clear on is reprioritize what is important. You don't know what's important because you hadn't set out, number one, you hadn't done a plan. You hadn't considered what worked and what didn't work. You don't have your vision aligned with what God has given you. You haven't reflected on the long and the short game. You haven't prioritized what comes first. So I want you guys to really, really think about those kind of things. I also want to give you a tip before I take another call, is redesign. Upgrade into excellence. Upgrade into excellence. Some of you do not understand that just being okay is never going to be good enough. You have to shoot every day to be perfect. Now, before anybody says anything, I know you're never going to be perfect. We are never going to be perfect. But imagine how good your day is going to look if you shoot for perfection and you hit outstanding. You shoot for perfection and you hit magnificent. You shoot for perfection and you hit unbelievable. Every day I shoot for perfection. And when I hit excellence, you can't beat me. So I think we should redesign, upgrade into excellence. Stop doing stuff half and stop expecting people in your life to give you half. Half is unacceptable. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to take a pause, and I'm going to talk to caller 4625. Caller 4625. I would love to hear what you got to say, caller 4625. Hello? Caller 4625. Last four digits. Caller 4625. Okay, caller 4625. Let's go back and see if caller 2927 is available. Let's go back and talk to caller 2927. Caller 2927, are you
Hello?
Still with me? Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Did you have it on mute? Oh, that's my fault. Okay, I'm good. How are you? You are speaking the truth today. I just want to say that first and foremost, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So
yes.
Are you connecting with what I'm saying? What do you feel is going to be the one thing you're going to take away and you're going to try to do to create a better 2022 for yourself?
So I am already doing some of the things that you have already said today, okay? So I've wrote a list of goals, and I have been knocking out the goals that I put for myself. And another thing, like you said, about nobody being perfect, and it may take some time for some of my goals, but I'm not going to remove them from my list, and I'm never going to, like, deter away from them. About what you said about the one-sided, just in different type of relationships, oh, my God. We do have to look at the whole picture because I have to look at myself as well. Because sometimes as women, we are, you know, we point the finger and then we don't see our faults. But it is faults on both sides, and we need to be able to meet in the middle and have a conversation and meet in the middle and come to an agreement and be able to move forward and respecting each other's views and opinions.
I agree 100%. That was awesome. I totally agree, caller 2927. I totally agree. When you are setting forth with what you're doing. You have to understand everything and everybody is not for you. Everybody that come with you can't go with you. And you have to reevaluate your goals, because sometimes you may have a goal and that ain't what God needs for you to be. So when we're talking about realigning yourself with the vision that the Most High God has for you, or the God of your understanding, whatever, however you want to look at it, you got to get in alignment with what does he want you to do. And because here's the thing.
Right.
He didn't ever promise us that it was not going to be easy. He didn't say that. He said, but if I give it to you, you'll be able to live from the overflow. See, some of us have not taken on that abundance thing. We don't understand there's a poor mentality and there's a poor mindset. Those two are two different things. Sometimes you can be poor and sometimes you can live in poverty. That's a totally different thing. Poor means you just don't have any money. To have an impoverished mindset means you're poor. Everything that follows I am is a true statement. For example, I am great, I'm wonderful, I'm awesome, I'm rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm wealthy. I'm abundant. All of those things follow I am, which are a true statement. Everything that follows that doesn't is a negative statement. Everything that follows I am. So say, for instance, you use those same two words, I am. I am slow. I'm stupid. I'm lazy. I'm dumb. I am impatient. I am unorganized. Everything that follows I am is a true statement. So when you're talking about redoing your 2022, sometimes you have to look at what is coming out of your mouth. Sometimes you are defeating yourself with your own words and actions because you hear yourself say those things. Do you agree or disagree? Let's have a conversation.
I agree. Oh, man, you are speaking it. I totally agree. I speak positivity daily. I don't want no drama, so I don't surround myself with the drama. So what you are saying is facts.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I was talking to one of my friends this week, one of my closest friends, and something she said that resonates. I need everybody in my world to become responsible. And that may sound like a very thin and simple statement, but I need everybody in my world to become responsible for themselves and their actions. That is huge. You can't be responsible for anybody else to make you happy. You can't be responsible for anybody else to get a task done. My responsibility for happiness, joy, peace, love, and abundance is my responsibility. It is not your responsibility, Tom, Dick, Harry, first husband, third husband, baby daddy, mama, uncle, cousin, to make you happy and full. That is your responsibility. And that was huge when she said, I don't think she realized that that thing will, as the old folks said, that thing will preach. I need everybody in my world to be responsible. So I'm going to put you on the call on the spot, caller, 292. I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you ready? What is one thing in your life that you need to be more responsible for? It could be something big. It could be something little. Something that you think you personally dropped the ball on.
I think I need to be more responsible with, that was a good question. I'm trying to think. Because right now, I don't know. I'm kind of, maybe I need to be more responsible with my finances and budgeting
better. A good one.
That's like part of my goal list. So let me just say that. I'll say that.
That's a good one. So now let's take that a quick minute further. You said I'm going to be more responsible because remember we said we're going to rewrite the task for the year. So one of your tasks for the year is you're going to be more responsible with your finances, right? So you write that down, more responsible with my finances. So then you start to work yourself backwards. What does that look like? I'm going to do a budget. I'm going to look at my credit cards. I'm going to join a credit buster. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. I'm going to have a savings account, an emergency account. I'm going to pay off my high yielding loans. I'm going to get a house. I'm going to take better care of my finances look like? I'm going to look at the fact that I know I'm in debt, but I didn't realize I was in $45,000 worth of debt. You know what I'm saying? Because I got eight credit cards, I got a house, I got a car. Right. Or I really don't, where did I spend $3,000 on this credit card? I can't see anything that yielded off of this credit card. You know what I'm saying? And so looking at the money responsibly, looking at that big picture responsibly, that's going to be a bite. That's going to be a punch. Because sometimes we don't look at our finances. I'm just talking to sometimes it's me. When you when you work on your finances, you don't look at them with that eye of I did this. I got myself into this. And just because I got myself into it, I can't beat myself up. This is where I am.
Right,
no
right.
shame, no judgment. But I got to get out of this because this is killing me. You can't serve two masters. Right?
That's
and
right.
why do you think they call it a MasterCard? Someone brought that. I was at a retreat, and one of the ladies said, "Why do you call it MasterCard? There's a reason why it's a MasterCard. You can't serve two masters. I can't pay my tithes and offers. I can't feed the hungry. I can't because I got to pay my MasterCard. Right? And that was deep. You know, because you have a MasterCard you have to pay for. You can't serve two masters. So you have to realign and say, okay, I'm going to draw a yellow line. Everything that does not go under this God budget will have to get paid later. But I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And so I think that is really huge. I applaud you. Real Talk applauds you big time for saying that finance was big. Why are you saying, I got you saying,
Okay,
why is that?
Amen. That's a big one.
That's a big one. And if you could, now imagine if you get your finances right.
I'm gonna give you a quick testimony because I was my debt, because I had already, like you said, the list. You said write a list, so I already did that like a month ago. I had did that, wrote my goals on my list, and did that. So that was like a month or so ago, and my debt, because I go on Credit Karma and Experian, just looking at my debt was like $25,000. Today, my debt is only $279.
Shut up. Yes.
So,
yes.
I've already been on it.
Yes.
So I've been on it.
Now, let me ask you a question.
So everything you preaching, yes.
It's good. Now, as a fellow sister, I'm going to charge you with something. You said your debt was $20,000, correct?
It was over
$20,000. So we're going to say $20,000. My charge for you is... If you got that debt down, how long did it take you to get the $20,000 down?
Well, I kind of dipped in my savings, and I'm going to say it because I went into my savings and kind of pulled from some savings that I had, so it didn't take long.
Yes.
It didn't take long.
Okay. So we're going to say I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to write your whole number down. I got your number because I can see it. And with your permission, I'm going to do a show the third Friday in this time next year. And I'm going to ask you one question. And that one question is, I want you to have saved $20,000 to the positive. Can I challenge you for that?
Go ahead.
Can I challenge you for that?
I want to be challenged with that because that's one of my goals, too.
Okay. I got the number down. Okay, and so I'm going to call you, and I'm going to pre-tell you. You remember when you called on the Real Talk with Regina Bree? Yes, I remember that. That was so fun. And I'm going to say, I'm going to play it back to you. I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to tell you, you promised me that you're going to have $20,000 saved in your savings, in your emergency fund, in your savings account, whatever you want.
Like,
but since you were 20,
Is that challenge? Yes, I accept
it. So everybody, I said it to the world. Do you have a cheerleader in the background, ma'am?
I do.
tell your cheerleader that the challenge is for her too while she's on that phone. She didn't get all lighter. Everybody's gonna get it. Wonderful. So we got a date. I want you to hold on because we are almost out of time. This has been awesome. So hold on, caller, for me. If you will, hold on for me.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was so awesome. I would like to thank all of my calling guests, for the people who spoke and for the people who did not. I would like to thank you so much for being a part of today's show and sharing your testimony. We have a caller on the phone. I'm going to get her information, and we're going to be back here this time next year, and she's going to tell us that she's $20,000 plus up on her savings and tell us exactly what she did and how those tips work for her. As always, the mission of this show is to create a more united and strong tribe and community. Remember, today was a new day. As always, it's been a blessing to end another week with you. My prayer is for you to expect great, awesome things and for those to happen every day. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Be safe. Be good to each other. Peace and blessings. And until next week, where your guest will be the none other illustrious Rachel Lee, one of my favorite people. She's going to be on here, and we're going to be talking about how to get it together and how to do what we do, and it's going to be an awesome show. So join me and Rachel next week at this same time, 6:30, here on Real Talk with Regina, please. Regina Bree, so please join us. I'm Regina Bree. This is Real Talk. I love you always. Peace and blessings to you and your family. Have a great one, and good night.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to say I can't go on without you? And why you telling me never gonna survive?